all your prayers tonight that the Lord would meet with us. I'm interested in getting to heaven tonight.
Amen. Yeah.
And I trust that's the reason you're here tonight.
Yeah.
And I acknowledge the need of the Holy Spirit tonight. I'm very aware of the fact that without the Lord's anointing on His Word, our words are very empty and vain.
Yeah.
And frankly, it's a waste of time. So I ask that you would pray tonight the Lord to anoint the Word, anoint, Lord, to anoint each one of our hearts, that we would each one look to the Lord tonight for ourselves. And I know how humid it is sometimes when the Word goes forward to maybe start getting our mind on someone else. But I would again tonight ask that you put yourself in a little compartment and you let the Lord talk to you and you examine your own life, that we might know where we stand before the Lord. If you'll turn to page number 87, maybe if you could sing the first and third verse. I trust tonight that each one of you can sing that from your heart.
Amen.
You know how wonderful it would be tonight if when we all sang that, if we could all raise our hand, and not just in form, but raise it because we have that kind of an experience. Now the song says, "My name is in the book of life." There is no question. I know it's there. It is in the book. And it seems like today in the Christian world and in people wanting to do what's right, folks, a desire to do right is not going to get us to heaven. But when you are living like God wants you to live, you can know for a fact that your name is in the book of life. He said, "Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Dear ones, your name is not in the book of life because anything that you have done, but it is because Christ has forgiven you and saved you and given you the ability to live a holy life consistently and daily." He said, "I rise above all doubt and strife and read my title clear." The third verse, "Yet inward trouble often casts a shadow o'er my title, but now with full salvation blessed, praise God, it's ever clear." Folks, we do not have to wait till we get to heaven to have a clear title. We don't have to wait. Sometimes it said here, "Yet inward trouble often cast." That was talking about the past. It was when I was wanting to do right. It was when I was wanting to serve God. And I may have been trying in my own strength, in my own ability, but it said, "But now, today, with full salvation blessed, praise God, it's ever clear." And I would tonight that you examine your life. Do you have a clear title? Is your title clear? The song says, I know my name is there. Dear ones, nobody can take it off but the Lord and you. And you. David said, "My soul is continually in my hand. No one can take it off." But if the way that you live your life, folks, you have the power tonight to remove your name off the book of life. But as you look over your title and you look over your record, can you say tonight, "I have a clear title"? Now, what would you think if someone came in tonight and began to pass out titles to vehicles to everybody in here? Some of you might say, "Well, thank the Lord, I got a car now." But you begin to look and you see your names on that top line, but you don't stop there. You keep looking. And then you see that there's the name of a bank on there, and you call the bank and see that really they own that car. Yes. Some of you may think you own your vehicle, but it may really be the bank. Yes. Dear ones, do you know that bank has a lien on that car? Yes. That bank has ownership of that car. Yes. And when any time the bank wants to, if you miss a payment, the bank can come and take that car. And you can say, they're taking my car. No, they're not. It was their car. And I wonder tonight, if we begin to look at our life, does anyone have a lien on it? Does anyone else, is there anything in your life, whether it be the flesh, whether it be an attitude, unforgiveness, bitterness, whether it be something in your life that something has control? Who has control in your life? Folks, if you have a clear title, no one has control but you and Jesus Christ. But too many people that have the name of a Christian, and they say, yes, I have a title, but what's on it? Does anyone else have ownership? I want to have an I know so salvation. Not an I think so, or I hope so. Folks, how many of you hope you make it to heaven? Well, how many of you think you will? Do you know there is an experience tonight that you can know that you're going to make heaven? Dear ones, I don't want to wait till I get to the judgment and have the Lord tell me if I'm going to make it or not. I want to be living tonight in such a way that I can know that God is pleased with my life. That I can know that my title is clear and there is not one thing in my life that is contrary to Christ and contrary to the Word. Folks, this is a high call. We have, but by the grace and the power of God, you can have a clear title. And yes, you will still grow in grace. And yes, there is still a perfecting of holiness, but dear ones, there is a clearness that should be in every child of God. And if something comes to your mind tonight, and the Lord has brought it before, and you keep pushing it back, folks, one of these days it's not going to come to your mind. I thought about Brother Lewis Williams. If you remember, he told a story about after he got saved, it seemed every time he got down to pray that there were three pennies that always came to his mind, and it just seemed to be blocking his prayers. And he remembered the Lord brought to his mind when he was a child, he had taken three pennies from someone. And Brother Lewis Williams went back, he took the effort to go and clear something up that he did when he was a child, and he paid those three pennies back that his prayers might get through to God. Now some of you may say, well, that's not important. Folks, I want to make heaven tonight. I don't want three pennies to hinder me from making heaven. I want a clear title. Brother Lewis Williams, when he got saved, if you look down on that title, there were three pennies down there on that title. The Lord brought it to his mind. He cleared it up, and his prayers got through to God. Here ones, if there is anything tonight that the Lord has been dealing with you on, it is time to take care of that business that you might have a clear title with God. And if you don't, you know, Brother Lewis, I'm just using him as an example. He could have just kept praying and saying, I don't need to take care of it. That's right. It was a small thing. God didn't really care about those three pennies. Insignificant. And he could have pushed it out of his mind and pushed it out. And do you know that after a while when he would get down to pray, if he would have done that, those three pennies wouldn't have been there. Yeah. And then he would have thought, well, I'm okay. It's gone. The Lord's not dealing with me about those three pennies anymore. The Lord would have been faithful to deal with him. But folks, when we push the Spirit of God away and we shun his dealings on things in our life, you will come to a place where it's gone. You say, well, the Lord's not convicting me or dealing with me anymore on it. Folks, God, the Spirit of God does not henpeck. The Spirit of God, I'm thankful the Spirit of God is merciful. And I can say in my life, I'm thankful the Spirit of God on things in my life has come back more than once and said, Michael, this is what you need to do. But folks, we cannot be assured of that. We cannot count on that. I want a clear title. The Lord wants you to. And dear ones, you know, every one of us tonight can leave here with a clear title, knowing there is nothing in my life before God and before man that is a hindrance to my spiritual life. In Luke, in the 10th chapter, in the 17th verse, it said, the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now, Satan had not fallen from the heaven where God is, but he was in a high and exalted place in men's life and had power. And the disciples went forth and they came back rejoicing, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject to us. And Jesus said, notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven, that you have a clear experience with God, that you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that my name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. Do you have that kind of experience? I cannot answer it. Your friends cannot answer it. They may be able if it's not. But dear ones, do you know that when we stand before God, it's not going to be what everybody thought about me. It's not going to be what my family thought. It's not going to be what the congregation thought. Now, if you truly have a clear title, they're going to think well of you. And yes, there will be times of misunderstanding. Leave room for that. But all in all, there's going to be people will be able to look on your life and see the Spirit of God blessing and leading you in life. But yet, when we stand before God, He's not going to say, what did you say your last name was? Oh, I know that family. You know, in this life, even this meeting, I've heard different ones. You know, we greet each other and you talk to different people. And you hear someone hearing someone else's last name. Oh, I know who your father was. I know who your grandfather was. And all of a sudden, you either go up or down in their esteem. You know, when we stand before God, it's not going to be that way. When we stand before God, we're going to stand by ourselves. It doesn't matter if everybody thought I was spiritual or not. What it's going to come down to, the Lord's going to pull out our record. And folks, there's a record of all of your deeds. There's a record of all of your thoughts. There's a record of all your everything you do. There is a record being kept tonight, and you may fool everybody else, but folks, we can't fool God. I heard some people ooh and ah over someone's name, and I knew they were hypocrites, and it sounds bad, but I knew sin was in the life. Folks, we're not going to get away with that with God. The Lord knows what's on our title. He knows everything that we do. He knows our conduct. You're going to answer for yourself, and I'm going to answer for me. Folks, I want a clear title. If there's anything that has come to your mind tonight, it's time to get that clear title. Yeah. In Revelation, the 20th chapter and the 12th verse, amen. Revelation chapter 20, we'll begin reading with verse 12. He said, I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. You notice that books is plural there? It said the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Now, I don't want anyone to go away tonight confused. I want you to know that everything that you have done in your past is recorded in books in heaven. The Lord is keeping track of everything that you have done in the past, every way that you are living today. God has a record book. And it's not enough just to say, I ask the Lord for forgiveness, and I ask the Spirit of God to come into my life, and that means I'm okay because my name's on the Lamb's Book of Life. Folks, what came after that time? When you are truly saved, that brings about a change in your life. And the Scripture talks about in 2 Corinthians in the 7th chapter or the 5th chapter, it said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. And if you read on down the verse, it said that God will not impute our trespasses against us. He forgave us. When we came and asked the Lord to forgive us, I believe God took out a big eraser and the blood covered up all our past offenses. offenses, all our past failures, all the things that we had done wrong, and God did not impute those offenses to us. He forgave us, and He forgot about it. He's never going to remember them anymore. But dear ones, from that point, how have you lived your life? And dear ones, there's something called restitution. When we come and we give our heart to God, if you want to have a clear title, it's not enough for me to come and humble myself to God and say, Lord, I'm sorry of all my past sins. Folks, the Lord will forgive us, but He's going to say, go and make right. Yes. Remember the Zacchaeus of the world. Those that had sinned and done wrong, they went and they paid fourfold what they owed. They made restitution. Dear ones, if you have had things in your past that were before you got saved, there are some things that are beyond our control. There are people you may not be able to find, and don't let the devil discourage you with those things. But there are some things that we can do. When there are things within our power to clear up, when we come and give our heart to God and you fail to do that, your title is marred, and there are some offenses that are under there, and you cannot say tonight, I have a clear title, because the Lord requires us to go back. That means humbling ourselves to our brother and sister many times. It means humbling ourselves to people that we have done business with. It means humbling ourselves sometimes to people in the congregation. But dear ones, whatever it takes tonight, we must make heaven, dear ones. It is going to take a clear title. More than a name, more than a profession, it's going to take realizing that when God opens up the book of works, that Tom, our name is in the book of life, and He looks in that book of works, that He sees your name written down, and there's nothing but good. No offenses. And sometimes we may say, well, most everything is right in my life. Do you know there are jobs that you can apply for? They will do a record check on you. They'll check your titles. They'll run it through the FBI, the State Bureau of Investigation. They'll run it through there. And if there has been an offense, they'll say, I'm sorry, you can't have this job. Because we want everybody that lives here or works in this job, you have to have a clean title, a clean record, and if you don't, you can't have the job. Folks, God is no different tonight. You may say, well, sir, I want the job, and I did it a long time ago, and I only did it one time. Dear ones, if your record is not clean, you cannot make it into heaven. We know there's no need. Brother Lowe told us last night, we don't need to play around. We're not coming to play church, folks. We cannot make it into heaven unless we have a clear title before God and before man. You say, well, 90% of it's good, but what about the other 10? What about the other one? If you offend, again, a clear title means no offenses. No sin. And that doesn't mean there's not going to be mistakes along the way, but when you make a mistake, a child of God will be quick to humble themselves. Will you forgive me? I erred. Folks, we make mistakes. But a true child of God, humility will come right after. I'm sorry. I didn't. Would you forgive me? I spoke out of turn. And on that, I felt like maybe the words were just maybe not quite as forthright as they should have been. Would you forgive me? Make restitution. Dear ones, one thing will keep us out of heaven. How's your title tonight? The devil does not like clean titles. The devil does. Do you know how nice it is, and to be able to go, maybe it's a vehicle or a house, and your name has been on the title, and there's been someone else's name, someone that had ownership, someone that had power over something that you had possession of. How nice it is to go and pay that thing off, and you get a new title. It's a new title, and nobody's name on it is except yours. You know how wonderful that is? Do you know the Lord wants all of us to have that kind of spiritual title tonight? You know the Lord does not want anyone to have a lien on our spiritual experience. And there are too many people in the religious world, and there may be some here tonight, I don't know, that are going around and they have a title, and they think it's theirs, but if you look on down, the flesh has some ownership. The flesh. There are just some sins there. Dear ones, until we get our title clear, we do not have that mansion, the mansion in heaven, we don't have a clear title to it. Lord, help us, dear ones. It's nothing to be discouraged about. Do you know, for everything that God requires of us, He has the grace and the power for us that we can live that way. You can sit back and say, I want a clear title, Brother Michael, but there are a few things way back here that I didn't clear up, and I'm afraid to do it, folks. Anything that God calls His people to do, God has the grace for you to do it. God has the power for you to do it, and you can forget the three pennies. You can keep pushing out of your mind, and one day you keep pushing, and you're going to say, I'm okay. It's not there anymore. The Lord hasn't convicted me. And all the time, you knew what God had dealt with you on your past. Folks, that thing can keep us out of heaven. Whether it be an attitude, whether it be unforgiveness, bitterness, something that you are doing in your life that nobody else knows about, and it is sin to you, folks, that thing can keep you from making heaven. Folks, we need that clear title. You'll turn with me to Acts in the 24th chapter.
Amen.
I don't believe this is too complicated to understand, is it? A clean title. A clear title. What would you think tonight? You know they do what they call title searches? Title searches. You go in maybe before you buy a car or something. And it's wise to do a title search. You want, before you buy a house, you want someone to go in and investigate to be sure that after you purchase it, someone else doesn't come along and say, I own some of that thing. Dear ones, we need to do some searching of our title tonight. Again, remember I said you consider yourself. It's not us for me to be thinking about anybody else. You consider yourself that we do some title searching tonight and see what comes up.
Amen.
And if there were, we do title searching now by computers. And you know, there are a lot of records, I said, being kept on our lives tonight. There are a lot of records up in heaven. And if we were to go and just get a little peek at what God has written in His book, what would it say under your name? You think about it. What would it say? Brother Lowe, just look down through. What does it say? Is the title clear? Dear ones, I mentioned one thing. One offense will keep us out of heaven when everything else about us may seem good. And you can say, God is blessing my life. But folks, if you don't have a clear title, you can't make it into heaven. We want to have that. I know my name is there, and I know not by myself, but by the grace and the power that is working in my life, I know that my title is clear. In Acts 24, chapter 16, Paul was speaking. He said, Herein do I exercise myself to have always a conscience void of offense toward God and toward man. This is what, folks, the Lord is wanting all of us to exercise ourselves in tonight.
Amen.
That our conscience, that our spirit, that in our mind, in our heart, and to all of our knowledge, that I know I am void of offense. There is not, if you're void of something, it means there's nothing.
Yeah.
It's void. I am void of offense toward God and toward man. Void of offense toward God, that the way that I am living is in no way to my knowledge and understanding contrary to the Word of God. Dear ones, if there is one point in the Word of God that you begin to let up on in your life and you begin to compromise that one scripture, dear ones, there's an offense on your title, and God is wanting to get that thing cleared up tonight. And if in the Word you begin to add your opinions to it, you begin to add to it and add to the Word something that's not there, there's an offense on your title. Folks, people go both ways.
Yes.
Some like to take away and some like to add to. But folks, how is your conscience tonight? How is your spirit tonight? When you examine how you're living, is there anything that is contrary to the Bible doctrine of holiness and purity? These are things, folks, many times people don't see on the surface. These are things that are in your heart. Things that you've been involving yourself in. Things you've been doing. Do you have a clear title? Void of all offenses. Yes, Lord, when you examine my life, you can expose me to everybody, and you'll see nothing but holiness, holiness, holiness in every aspect of my life. And if there's one point tonight that you get a little bit uncomfortable about, folks, that's the point God is wanting you to clear up tonight. That's the thing that might keep us from making heaven our home. Nothing in my life. Who here, we say, I know my name is there. You know how many times that song brings rejoicing to us? Do you know that not everybody that shouts has their name up in heaven? Do you know some of the people that I know that carry on the loudest have the least spirituality? And that's not a judge. We want to praise God. Don't get me wrong. But we want it to be because I truly know. Because I know my experience will stand up to the Word of God in every line. Folks, it's not for me to measure your life. But when we take the Word of God and line it up to your life, where do you stand? Do you have a clear title? Nothing that God disapproves of. We say, I know my name is there. Praise the Lord. How many of us tonight can raise our hand and say, there is nothing in my life that I am doing or have done after I was saved, and again, that we cleared up everything at that time. There is nothing in my life that God disapproves of. Do you think a few hands would have to go down? Again, it doesn't matter if everybody else does. What about yours? Can you say that? Do you have that kind of testimony tonight? Lord, help us to exercise ourselves in the conduct of our life that we would be clear before God. Amen. Examine your thoughts tonight. There are some things that you may say, well, I didn't do that. But dear ones, one little example that Jesus gave so plainly. He didn't. When Jesus came, He introduced a new way of, it was a new thinking, it was a new set of understanding that God Jesus gave to us. He said it's more now than just looking on or going after a woman committing adultery. It's not just that. But Jesus said if a man look on a woman and lust after her, that man has committed adultery. Dear ones, there are people who have committed adultery in their heart that are saying, I have a title, I have a profession of salvation. But folks, if that thought and it had let that thing run its course, it's turned into lust and turned into sin, and there may have been no deed ever done. That is an offense on the title. And that will bar people from heaven. That is simply and plainly the words of Jesus Christ. Folks, we need to guard our thoughts. That's the battleground of the devil tonight. The things that I can't help, the things the devil brings. But I have the power by the grace of God what I do when it comes. And when the thought comes, if it's not holy, I need to cast it out. But if you choose to dwell on it and think about it, dear ones, it's going to turn into something that will end up in sin and will end up in death. And why death? Because now there's an offense against your name. Examine your thoughts. You say, well, I've never committed adultery. Well, you don't have to just commit the deed, folks. It's something that's in your heart. Holiness has much more to do about the heart than it has to do with actions anyway. Holiness, when it's in the heart, it's going to come forth in purity of action. It's going to come forth that way, but it starts in the heart. That's where the seed is. That's where the root is. And dear ones, if there is anything, and that's just one small thing, you may say, I've never thought about that, but there are some other things that the Spirit of God may put His finger on. Lord, I'm void of offense by the grace of God. Say, consider your attitudes tonight. Do you know that all of us have been in places that people have not treated us right? Do you know that all of us tonight, and if you can't look in your life and see those places, it's coming. You just stay with it. Someone is going to treat you wrongly. You're going to be in the right, and someone is going to ride over what your rights are. It may be in the congregation. It may be on the job. And I'm not talking about people that wear their feelings on their sleeves and get hurt if you look at them wrong. I'm talking about things that really deeply wound. And if you haven't had some of those deep wounds, you're going to get them. When you have those wounds, what does the Scripture teach us to do? To love, to forgive, to pray for. Dear ones, if someone has hurt you and you allow bitterness to get into your heart, that thing will turn into sin and it's going to mar your title. It's an offense that will keep you out of heaven. It's more than the way I dress. It's more than what everybody thinks about. about me. It's more than how loud I can shout. Dear ones, it gets down to what is in my heart. What are my attitudes? Have I forgiven those that have mistreated me? Have I truly? It's more, I've heard people say I forgave them, and every time you see them, they bring the same subject up. Do you remember what they did to me? Year after year after year. Folks, we need to get over it. By the grace of God, you can say I forgive them, but if that always comes up, if that's what you think about a lot, you better examine if you've really forgiven. And dear ones, God has the grace for that. You can't do it in yourself, but there is power tonight that you can forgive. There was a time I was battling with something, and I had been seeking the Lord about it, and there's just, I say out of the blue, it was out of heaven. Out of heaven, something just came over me. It was the Spirit of God, and He gave me a genuine, true forgiveness. Folks, it wasn't something I conjured up. It wasn't gritting my teeth. The Spirit of God did something in my life. The Lord wants to do that for us in the things that I cannot do. Lord, it's too big. I want it off my record. I want a clear title, Lord, but it's too big. Dear ones, it's too big for me, but we already heard in the meeting it's not too big for God. The battle isn't mine. The battle's God, and I'm just going to cast myself out recklessly in faith and on the grace of God. And He has a power that we can all have that clear title tonight. So you consider your thoughts, you consider your actions, you consider your attitudes. Without covering up a thing, do you have a clear title? Scripture said, "Herein do I exercise myself to have always a conscience void of offense toward God." Many people like to stop right there. This is between me and God.
Amen.
You just leave everything else alone. This thing is between me and God. Scripture says, and toward men. Void of offense toward men. Dear ones, it's one thing. Do you know really, if there are offenses that you have caused to people, if you have not treated someone right, if you have conducted yourself in a way that was unlike Christ towards someone else, that really comes back to that cause an offense between you and God. Dear ones, many times I think if we're not careful. Again, this all has to do with spiritual things. But do you know that our actions toward men are spiritual? Do you know that someone that has Christ in their life and has a clear title in everything, in all of their business, in all of their words, in all of their conduct with people, it's going to be clear and above board. And there are many times there are people that say, well, this is business. Now, this is spiritual things and church stuff over here, but this is my business, and I have to run a business. And so they cut corners. Folks, when you do that, there are some offenses going on your title. What about when the people come and they want to see Jesus and they just had a business deal with you? Do they still see Jesus? Dear ones, God is concerned about this tonight. You can't go out in the world and cheat people in your business and say, now my spiritual life, I'm clear before God. No, you're not. Dear ones, if there are things that you have not done right in your business and you do not clear them up, you do not have a clear title. You do not have a clear title. If you get into a place and you cut corners with your words and you call it diplomacy, but yet you didn't tell the truth, dear ones, there's some offense there. Nobody else may know it, but God sees it all the way through, dear ones. Can we still say tonight, Lord, I have a clear title before God and before man? We'll be done shortly. In 1 Peter, in the second chapter, I love y'all. I hope you love me.
Amen.
In 1 Peter, in the second chapter, in the 11th verse, "Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles." Having your conversation or the conduct of your life, your words, your actions, the deeds that you do, have them honest among the Gentiles or the unbelievers, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Submit yourself to every every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme, or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him, for the punishment of evildoers, and for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God. Now consider this. This is the will of God, that with well-doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. Dear ones, in our living our life without offense toward God and toward man, there are things in life that we're going to do in submitting ourselves to men and those that may have authority over us. And if we fail to do that, that is not only an offense toward man, it is an offense toward God. And it's going to mar our title. But may it be tonight when you examine your life, is your conversation honest? The conduct of your life. Dear ones, when we do the title search, are you comfortable with it tonight? We just ran through just a very few things. There are many, many more. If we do a title search, what will come up? In Psalms 139, Psalms 139, chapter in the 23rd verse, Scripture says here, "Search me, O God." Do a title search, Lord. Do a record search. Look in the books. Search me out, Lord. He said, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Dear ones, when we stand before God, we're going to get the record pure and clean. Nothing's going to be covered up. Nothing's going to be hidden over. The Lord knows exactly where you are tonight. If you cannot feel a freedom in your spirit for the Lord to come in and search you out and try you, might it not be because someone or something has a lien on your title? Someone that has power. Dear ones, cast not away your confidence, which hath great recompense and reward. Don't cast away that clear title, that clean title, that experience that you can know I'm in the place God wants me to be. Don't cast that away, folks. That's a title that entitles us to a mansion up in heaven when we die. That's our entrance into heaven. And if there's anything on it, folks, we're going to be not able to get in. Where do you stand? I want to conclude in 1 John, the second chapter. 1 John chapter 2, beginning verse 28. He said, "Now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear..." Live tonight in such a way that when Christ appears, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If ye know that he is righteous, ye know that every one that doeth righteousness is born of him. Dear ones, we need to have our title so clear tonight that if the Lord were to come back for me right now, I wouldn't be ashamed, but I would have confidence that when I stand before the judgment seat of God, there's nothing in the record book. There's nothing there but good things. There's nothing but the blood. There's nothing but the grace of God. There's nothing but forgiveness. Dear ones, if it's not that way tonight, the Lord wants you to get it clear. And that may mean humbling you. It will mean humbling yourself before God and before man. It's not enough. Again, Brother Lowe mentioned last night, I believe. It's not enough to begin because of my position that it's going to get me in. You may be a minister tonight. You may be a song leader. You may be a Sunday school teacher. You may be in one of those families that everybody lifts up. But it doesn't matter. When you stand before God, he's going to do a title search. He's going to do a title search. And if anything, folks, if any offenses come up, it's not going to be a clear title. I want to leave you with something positive. I went with someone a few years ago to court. There were some offenses, a felony, or maybe it was a misdemeanor, whatever it was. They went to court, and they had obeyed the instructions of the judge. They'd been caught in their deed. They'd listened to the judge. Their sins had been fulfilled. They'd done what the judge said. And you know what the judge did? He expunged it from their record. He took it off the record. They had done what he did, what the judge said. And the judge said, "Now we're going to take it off your record. And when you go into the FBI and they do a search, they're not going to find it." Amen. They're not going to see it anymore. And I may be wrong on the technicalities, but that's my understanding. I know this happens spiritually. When you obey the Word of God and the Lord shows you there's an offense on your title, you can come to God and humble yourself, obey His instruction to the letter, and the Lord is going to forgive it, cast it away, and expunge it from your spiritual record. And so tonight, if there are offenses in any way whatsoever on that title tonight, I encourage you to know that God has the grace and the power to enable you to live like He wants. And the Lord, I believe tonight, wants to do some spiritual expunging of your records. If there is need, know the Lord loves you, and He's more interested in you making it to heaven than you are yourself. Well, folks, if you can't raise your hand in genuineness and honesty and say, "I have a clear title," know the Lord wants to give you one tonight. Amen.